I'm Chaplain Yulon Jones of the Rescue Mission Alliance, with locations in Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton, your pastor for the day. I want to talk about waiting on the Lord. Some of us want everything yesterday, lack patience, and we just don't want to wait. We want things as quickly as they can come. But God wants us to trust Him. And one of the scriptures that come to my mind is my favorite. And that's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He will direct your paths." If we just learn to follow God and to follow His voice and understand Him and seek knowledge, we will not have a problem in waiting. Because when we wait, when things start to come together for us, then we have a renewed strength. We have a new attitude. We become full of energy and excitement when we witness how the Lord comes through. See, sometimes God will put us in positions where we simply just have to wait. And we can't be impatient, because we have learned throughout our lives that if we move prematurely, bad things can happen. If we move prematurely, we can take things out of alignment. And some people say, "When will this happen? I've been waiting for a long time." But if we just go according to God's timing, everything always comes right on time. But we have to practice that patience. We have to practice in trusting God with everything that we have and understand that He is in total control. And once we recognize that, oh my goodness, how the Lord comes through. He has showed me time and time again that my patience is what He honors. And if He honors us, the blessings are bountiful and there is no limits. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31, it says, "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall have renewed strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint." Take everything that you have, everything that you believe, and put it all in the Lord. It's a powerful investment when you seek out God. The blessings in return could fall over generations. I hope that someone has got something out of this today. I'm Yulon Jones of the Rescue Mission Alliance. You can find me at rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. Feel free to contact me. God bless you.